This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I want to know. I think everybody wants to know if you're that exceptional American. I suspect you are, so that's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. Leslie Stahl, I am president and you're not, Leslie. And tomorrow morning when you wake up, I'll still be president and you will not be. just sort of a Will Johnson thing. We're very affable to Will Johnson. UniteAmericaFirst.com. UniteAmericaFirst.com. And just started. And what happened in Portland stays in Portland, right? Just a few things that are tantalizing you. And of course, the invasion is on again. We are being invaded again. Right? Just to listen, I want you to know, just for your safekeeping, Elizabeth Warren releases results of DNA test. 1/5 Native American. No joke. She's got those high cheekbones. Yes, she does. You feel comfortable in your own genes, if you know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. The world has now ceased to exist. Elizabeth Warren has gotten her DNA test results, and beyond all probability, beyond all doubt, she's saying that 1/512, she's a Native American. Probability. That is beyond any scope of reality, ladies and gentlemen. I think everybody could probably make that defense, even with the 23andMe business out there. Genetic probability, anyway. Here we go. This is for those of you out in Frisco, San Francisco. It says San Francisco to vote on taxing rich businesses for homeless. just the America that we're living in. Well, just the America of, you know, it's interesting. Yesterday, just to let you know, we reached an agreement with people in Alameda County. Well, the rural portion of Alameda County. It's kind of like Los Angeles County. We don't want Los Angeles. We're not taking Los Angeles because it's just too urban. Right. That's in New California. I'm sorry. I'm shifting gears. This is going to newcaliforniastate.com. Well, that's the website, of course. You go to there and you get all the information on how it's going to become the 51st state. Anyway, but what we have here is a failure, well, a non-failure on our part in New California to communicate. Absolute non-failure. The people, the good people, some of the good people anyway, many of the good people and some of the representatives have approached New California about being in New California. They do not want to be any longer in California. They want to be in New California. They understand it. We are offering a better situation for them. We are lifting the veil of totalitarianism from them. So they realize that. So they've said, look, we offer up the eastern portion of Alameda County, which is succulent rural area. So we're taking it. So yeah, okay, we'll do that. The 52nd county to join, or portion of a county to join New California State Movement. So that agreement was reached yesterday. That's the grand announcement, another county on board. Now, whether the configuration, I suspect at the end of the day, I'll go on record right now that at the end of the day will probably change at the end of the game. In other words, will these counties remain the same? No. I think we're going to see some counties, which are smaller counties, joining up to be part of bigger counties, and you know, if you want to change the name or whatever. But I think that we're going to reduce the number of counties. But we're not going to take any more counties. We cannot do it. We've taken up all the rural portions of California, which want to be part of it. It's interesting that people are clamoring on board in vast numbers to be in a new governmental system. That's all we're offering is a new governmental system by which they can govern themselves rather than the totalitarian mindset that comes from out of the Vatican and Sacramento. We're just rejecting that whole mindset, if you know what I mean. So anyway, that is what is happening. I just thought I'd break that little news to you. So 52 counties now that whole are part. Now, we understand that we're not as strengthened and robust, if you will, with all of our county organizations. We get that. And at this point in time, we expect that we're not, believe it or not. So that's part of the plan, actually. The plan has been somewhat modified from the very beginning because of, you know, the things happen. You know, when you're running down the football field and you've got the football and you have to dodge, but you just can't. Okay, the plan is we're going to run up the gut. Well, what's the gut mean? Well, the gut means that nobody is going to get in your way until you reach the goal line. Well, that isn't the way it works, is it? If you're running with the football, people are going to try and tackle you. It's the same thing. So you have to divert. You have to use your foot speed. You have to fake them out. You have to do this. You have to do that any way to get to the goal, right? Well, that's what we have to do, too. What's the time going to be? Well, you know, in football, you have 15-minute quarters, don't you? Well, we have years, we have months, we have weeks, we have days, we have hours, we have seconds. That's our time clock. But along the way, we got to dodge, you know, we got to fake people out. Now, we're not talking about trickery, but you know what I mean. In order to get to the end, in order to get to the goal line, in order to score the touchdown, you have to use a lot of your skills to get there, and that's what we're doing. So we obviously will deviate from the plan. I mean, good people do that. Good organizations do that, and we're being good, I think, in how we're approaching things. So anyway, this is the lot of the New Californians. We're getting stronger. We're getting bigger, and we're welcoming aboard all those Alamedans into the New California fold. New Alamedans. It's actually known as Alameda Rural County, just like L.A. Rural. Northern portion of L.A. County is clearly rural area. And that was the case that was made, basically, by those in Alameda County. So welcome aboard Alameda County, that portion of the eastern portion of Alameda County, not the urban area, not Berkeley. No, nice try. That is not happening. Okay, so Trump reacts to Warren DNA test. Who cares? Hope she runs. All right. Big news on the genetic scene. And, you know, of course, you know, I love genetics. I'm sort of a geneticist myself. That's because I studied it thoroughly and taught it for years. Okay. Trump on Elizabeth Warren. Oh, do we have the real clear politics? This is from apparently CNN. Let's see if we can chime in on this. I'm sure they're going to run a commercial before. They always do these stupid commercials, right?
I think that's a good thing. What's your reaction to Senator Elizabeth Warren releasing the results of her DNA test?
No, I have no. Who cares?
Fred, you said you paid $1 million to charity.
I didn't say that. No, I didn't. You better read it again.
Boy, that's loud with that jet.
Sorry, you have a helicopter roaring in the background. Go ahead.
No, not a theory, but the denial was very strong.
Oh, well.
It wasn't like there was a question in his mind. The denial was very, very strong.
Oh, talking about this Biggie guy got killed. Anyway, that's enough of the scene. We just blew your ears out with the jet motor. And the president apologized. We appreciate that. But this is from Real Clear Politics. President Trump said Monday morning that he hoped Senator Elizabeth Warren runs for president. She'll be very easy to beat. There you have it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical, and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? And Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-553-0803 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop, and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now. 800-519-5924. That's 800-519-5924. 800-519-5924.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And we're back. We're ubiquitous. We are ubiquitous. Okay. What do we have here today that we can deal with strongly? Besides Elizabeth Warren. Okay, well, you know, I guess you can pay just about any genetics lab to do whatever you want. And, you know, there's always a way to defeat the blood test by bringing in an Indian with you to the meeting. To when you take the blood test on 23andMe, then you give them a drop of blood. And it happens to be an Indian that you get the blood from. There are Indians around. But, I mean, we're talking about American Indians. New World Indians. Okay? That's what we're talking about. All right. Great, great grandma. What is this? Okay, this just came across. Ah, it's kind of scary. Great. This thing is all over the place with Elizabeth Warren. She's got this little bonnet on. She's got this feathered headgear on. This came across. I swear to God, this psychic thing going on with Drudge and all these. They must listen to Agenda 21 Radio. It says, great-great-great-grandmother. That's the she's the person. That was the one, that was the high cheekbone one by Elizabeth Warren. Okay, that's the genetics. I'm serious. She's got a nice, cute little bonnet going on with her little red. She's got war paint on. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It says, great-great-great-grandmother is the she's responsible for the high cheekbones. I'm shocked. Warren releases results of DNA test. This comes from where? Where's this coming from? The Boston Globe now. We're getting close to home. Why are we even covering this? Because, you know, 23andMe, this genetics business, you know. It says, Senator Elizabeth Warren has released a DNA test that provides strong evidence she had a Native American in her family tree dating back 6 to 10 generations, an unprecedented move by one of the top possible contenders for the 2020 Democratic nomination for president. I'm shocked. Warren, whose claim to Native American blood have been mocked by President Trump and other Republicans, provided the test results to the Globe on Sunday. Oh, so they gave it to the Globe. They got the exclusive. In an effort to diffuse questions about her ancestry that have persisted for years. Now, why? The question is, why now is she releasing this? And, of course, we all know these things can be fabricated in a big way very quickly. And, you know, the Democrats just, they're not real good about telling the truth about things like this. So do you, why didn't she do it years ago? She had the capability of doing 23andMe a couple years ago at least. Maybe 5. Even before that. Or back in the day when, you know, basically when I was a school administrator, sometimes we had to kick in for various tests genetically, which was kind of interesting. I don't know if I should talk about that. Anyway, she could have done it back then to answer the question. But no, she didn't want to answer the question. To me, it's kind of like, well, you know, I got assaulted. I was sexually assaulted back in 1963. And today I'm really going to charge this man over there because, you know, he looks like the guy. I don't know if it was the guy, but it looks like the guy. I remember him laying on top of me, but that looks like the guy, 1963. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's him. It's only 2018, isn't it? I'm shocked to see this going on. So why didn't she do that before? Waiting for the right test? Waiting for the right person to give you the test? Who did the test? Is the next question. Anyway, so she's done it. In an effort to diffuse questions. Well, let's see the test. And who did it? It says, read the... Okay, we can read the test here. Oh, there it is. Let's see if we've got it. Here is the test. Okay, well, wait a minute. What's wrong? We hope you enjoyed your free articles. I'm shocked. I'm shocked to see this. They want me to pay for this test result of Will Elizabeth. No way! Yeah, come on. I'm supposed to be reporting the news to you, ladies and gentlemen. That's my job. And, of course, it says, read the results of DNA. Okay, and here's the results. Exclusive summary. I can only see a little bit of it. But anyway, shocking, shocking, shocking. We are shocked to see this going on. And we're going to get out of this Boston Globe business. They're a terrible paper. Boston Hate, NFL player, has beer thrown in his face after touchdown. Nice, 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 nice. But let's get down into the whole real nitty-gritty. Chaos in Portland. Bear spray, bloody brawls at Patriot Prayer, Law and Order March in Portland. This happened over the weekend. It says a demonstration billed as a march for law and order in the streets of Portland descended into chaos as rival political factions broke into bloody brawls downtown Saturday night. Members of the right-wing group Patriot Prayer announced, see, this is, of course, the Portland News. They're going to definitely, it's all the Patriot Prayer people's fault. And their black-clad adversaries, known as Antifa, used bear spray, bare fist and batons to trash each other outside of Kelly's Olympian, a popular bar on the Southwest Washington Street. The melee, which lasted more than a minute. Oh, I'm shocked. That was terrible. A minute-long melee. And this is supposed to be some sort of big demonstration or some sort of big action. Ended when riot cops rushed in and fired pepper balls at the street fighters. Shocking. For the risk of profanities, I'm going to play this YouTube. Here we go. The melee is going to be... Oh, people swearing off. They're fighting, punching, punching. Here it is. This is the melee. This is the melee.
About 2 minutes. Right, Swartz can be here.
Oh, more punching, punching, punching. Blow by blow. Here we go. Punching, punching, more punching. People chasing him. Melee. That lasted exactly. Oh, no, it's still going on. So punching, punching, punching. Oh, yes. Antifa, folks. Oh, more pepper spray. The cops are at it. Okay, so here we go. It's now 57 seconds into this melee. 57 seconds into the melee again. It's over. People walking away in misery from the melee. The American flags are still flying, I might add. So a one-minute melee turns into a huge story here that the world is ending because of this one-minute melee. The United States is collapsing under the weight of Antifa. The Portland Police Bureau starts to... What was the name? The Hunger Games. Here we go. The Portland Police Hunger Game Bureau reported seeing protest and counter-protest participants outfitted with hard-knuckle gloves, knives, and firearms earlier in the evening. Police said they made no arrests Saturday night, but will continue to investigate. That's because they're standing down. Usually, the police there in Portland just stand down and let people do whatever they want to do. Especially if you're Antifa, you can do whatever you want. Because remember, the mayor in Portland supports Antifa. It's, you know, when the mayor supports the criminals, don't be surprised, you get a lot of crime. We'll be back.
He's been doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And isn't it a wonderful day in the neighborhood for all of you out there wanting to know what in the world is going on in the world? Anyway, NewCaliforniaState.com also. Please visit that website. It's growing again. New California. It's really unbelievable what's happening. The people that really want out of this totalitarian mindset set up by, basically the powers that be in California that so-called have hegemony over California, which is kind of interesting. Historic hegemon, they claim it. Old world versus new world exploration. They want to plunder, of course. The old world that was nothing about, was only about plundering the new world. I don't know if you know that or not. And we figured it out in the United States, the colonization business. You know, everybody thinks that we Americans, we're the colonists. That was the big deception, the big lie, of course, with the Obama administration, is that we are seen as the colonists. For some reason, America has been strapped as the colonial society. Of course, we're not. We're the revolutionaries against colonialism. We are the anti-colonist. Colonialist, I guess you could say. But Obama in the left would have you believe that we are the colonial dictators. We rape and we plunder. All the countries we go, well, no, we don't. That's not true. We turn them back over to their leaders, as we've done after World War I and II, and continue to do so even to, you know, of course, then we had, go back to the Spanish-American War. And we had one of those. Did you know that? Spain and the United States went to war. Yeah. It was all about the colonies. See, this is the thing that people forget. People forget history because why? They're not teaching history any longer. And so when you teach less history, don't be surprised that that's what you get is less history in the minds of the society. So you're very easy about forgetting history because you don't remember it because a lot of people never taught it. And the vestiges of history and the history that's been taught lies in the older people, like the Tea Party types, right? The old silver hairs. They're the ones who know history because the youngers in our generation now, in our circumstances now, the schools, and I can speak as an expert in this because why I was in the system for 41 years. And I bore witness to the destruction of American style history and anything dealing from the Constitution on the colonies. Why were we here? We were the colonies. And we were the first to throw off the colonial yoke around the world. That seems to be lost on people like Obama, who says our Constitution is an imperfect document. So therefore, let me interpret it for you, because I know better. The dictator knows better, right? Sure. So this is what you have here. You have a situation where America has been tainted as the colonist. With our corporations, we've colonized around the world. And I'm not going to deny that we've influenced a lot. There's no question about it. And some of our large corporations, some of the mega oil companies and so on have been very much dictatorial in various places and have exploited in the past. But to say as a whole that our country is the colonial country and a terrorist of the world, well, there's some merit to that with the Obama administration as basically the Obama administration, which was, I think, a dark operation and very, very, and as history is going to show, is the darkest hour of the United States of America with all the advent of what's been going on, the demographic shifting and so on, the shape-shifting, trying to destroy the United States. They were the deep state to begin with. They were the people that were embedded inside our country, inside our government, and look what we've got. Now we have to have somebody come in and clean our system up, which is Donald Trump. The destruction and mayhem that has been created over the last, well, the 8 years of the Obama administration, actually is a continuum. Started really with George Bush the senior after Reagan. This whole deep state functionality of the United Nations Agenda 21, trying to control the world with a plan known as Agenda 21, the plan for the 21st century for the world, is nothing more than a dictator's charade. And important to that charade, of course, is the destruction of the United States of America, which calls for people to go deep and embed themselves in all avenues of the culture and society. This is basically what happens in the Fabian socialist, if you will, the Maoist, the communist Maoist organizations, Maoism. Embed yourself deep and boil the frog slowly. That's what this mentality has been in the United States. And look at it today. Look what we have. We have California on the brink. We have chaos around the world. We have less chaos now, but it generated chaos, of course, with the Obama administration and all the craziness that was going on there. People thought that this man was a war criminal, and I agree. I think Obama is a war criminal, and I think that he should be atoning for what he did to people around the world, especially in the Arab Spring, all throughout the Arab country, and, of course, unleashing the world's largest chain of migration ever witnessed from one part of the world to the next. And it's certainly going on from the old world to the new world, and even from within the new world, now that we have all these people that are migrating from Honduras and other places, literally attacking the southern border. They're using humans in human flesh and slavery, I might add, because this is all slavery, to invade our country and to shift us demographically. That's been the big change. That's been their big desire. And, of course, influencing, what are they going to do once they get influence our elections? Of course. Why do you think Jerry Brown, who's part of this cabal, why do you think Jerry Brown got in the motor law? They had to have that because that's the enticement, the inducement. $26 billion spent by the state of California on illegal foreign nationals last year. Is there any wonder why there's new California on the horizon? Huh? See, this is all part of what we're having to deal with right now. And what Donald Trump has to deal with is getting rid of the deep state. These operators that have been around for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years trying to destroy this country. We need to stop it and head it off. That's why this election is very important. But, you know, the election itself is only going to be a sign and symptom of the bigger problem. And that's where we stand right now. We know we have a problem, the bigger problem being the election system itself. In so many states, it's corrupt. In California in particular, we know it's grossly corrupted. So what does that mean going forward? I don't know. This is uncharted territory. We hope something happens. Maybe marshals, U.S. marshals at each polling place. That might help. Just a suggestion. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, well, well. Just to lighten it up, I want to see what goes on here. This is This is sort of a big fan. I'm a big fan of these rock stars who are playing concerts and they stop everything and they bring up somebody to play on stage with them. I love these on YouTube, by the way. And by the way, I'm a headbanger. Everybody just knows that. Have been. I'm a bought and sold headbanger. little known to you. I didn't never thought that Paul Preston was a headbanger. It's true. No. It's true. My roots are there. So this is something. This came across. So I saw this earlier, and I said, impulsively, I am going to show this today's play it. You can hear it. It says the band front says this is from Foo Fighters concert in Missouri, featured a special guest musician, a 10-year-old boy. I love this stuff because music today. There's a big reason for this, by the way. Music in schools is dying. It's going away. In other words, we're not teaching music like we used to. Right? Just like we don't have shop classes and art classes, and we don't have music classes. That's all going away. Marching band. Now, listen, I understand in some places it's very stout. I get that. And that's because the community has risen up and pounded on the table at the school board and said, you will do this. Now, keep in mind, in California, most schools are not fully funded by the state illegally. The state steals the money from the school districts. Let's That's why Governor Brown is so corrupt, and all of his minions, all these elected officials down there, there's 120 of them in California, should be, well, except for a few, should be locked up. They steal money from children all the time. That's the gig. And the bureaucrats, see, that's the ugliness of the California government, is they steal from children, little kids. Yeah, and you know, to a lot of those bureaucrats and people like Governor Jerry, right, kids mean nothing. They're just chattel, slaves. Anyway, so much for my rant. So, but these programs are being cut out. So I love it when, you know, you have these big guys, the big rockers come to town, and they do things for kids. Okay, so this one is warning video content. Oh, it contains profanity. Can't do it. Can't do it. Anyway, so I will celebrate it. They have a little kid on stage. This is what I don't like, though, is that they have profanity with kids playing these instruments. So that, you know, there's a negative there. But it's awesome. It's nice to see that they're making this kind of gesture. So a 10-year-old kid where there's profanity, and I can't play it. Maybe I can sneak it a little bit. You know, see, you got it here. Do they have it? You're bringing this guy up.
Am I going to have to call your mom later and get her to come pick you up?
He's got the little kid on stage. All right, we'll see if he's good. I'm going to wait until. We're going to click it forward here. He's playing. Oh, he's playing on stage. He's playing his guitar. All right,
that's all we need.
That's it. That's him playing the guitar on stage with the crowd. I have to be very, very specific here. I can't be, you know, because if he's saying a profanity or something like that, then we get in trouble. We don't want that. But anyways, so much for the Foo Fighters. I appreciate the fact that they bring the little kid up to celebrate it. Profanity, don't need it. Don't play a song without the profanity, right? I mean, come on. But anyway, this does point out the problem that I'm talking about. And the public education anymore, especially here in California, is wanting, is begging for the music again. Yeah, this is what happens when you tear down a society through education and you strip the educational dollars. This is deliberately done by the state. Let's make no mistake about this. It's the centralized government of California that's a communist organization that's stealing from children. Go figure. So what? Who cares about the kids? You're Jerry Brown. You're the monoparty. You don't care about kids. Kids, you know, they don't need the money. Come on. We can teach them social things. Which bathroom to use and not use and things like that. That's all important, right? Guess your sex. We can do that game all day long. We'll just play guess your sex. Rather than learn things, we'll just play guess your sex. Which restroom is it today? Should I go to this one? What clothes should I? I mean, this is the kind of stuff. No longer do you have hard science being taught. No longer do you have, you know, manipulations, learning with your hands. Go figure. Oh, my goodness. And, of course, we all know music leads just to hell and back, right? Well, some communities are better than others. And they see it, too, that programs are established and so on. And I applaud those communities, but it's not equal in all places. And, by the way, corruption is not equal in all places, is it? But when it starts to become more equalized as corruption throughout the society, then you better make a change, guys. That's why we're talking about New California. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and newcaliforniastate.com.
Whether it's handguns, rifles, shotguns, or accessories, Shooter's Paradise offers all your shooting, tactical,
physical and outdoor needs at one online location. Find a huge inventory and great prices day or night, shootersparadiseonline.us. That's one word, shootersparadiseonline.us. Or call us at 530-673-4100. Get all your shooting needs from the comfort of your own home at shootersparadiseonline.us.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? And Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-553-0803 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-553-0803. That's 800-553-0803.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Then here's good news you'll love. Call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to find out more about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. Our attorneys will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. Pay nothing until after your account is settled. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution to learn about our new Pay for Performance program. Appointment times are limited, so call 800-305-6581 and find the relief from credit card debt that you desperately need with the full weight of our attorneys behind you. 800-305-6581. 800-305-6581.
Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry, and we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-296-1524. That's 1-800-296-1524. For Always Best Care, 1-800-296-1524. Call today.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. A21R.com and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so a lot of things going on in terms of the Bay Area for New California. We're going to be talking about this in the next hour. Chris Street came out with his predictions months and months and months. It actually was over a year ago. Over a year ago, actually August of 2017, I was listening to, I don't have enough to do. By random, I picked up and listened to one of the shows that Chris was on in August 2017, and he was predicting what's happening right now a year ago. It's funny how these things go, right? So anyway, here we are. We have the fangs being defanged, and we're going to talk about that in the next hours. And all the businesses are fleeing San Francisco Bay Area and Silicon Valley. They're fleeing. Goodbye. And, of course, what that means is that there's going to be lost revenues to California State in the upcoming year. That's not good. And, no, it's not good. It's not good, but it's good for New California. It is good for New California. It's absolutely. So, anyway, we got that to talk about when we come back. And we're going to check in again. Where is the Donald? Where is Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States? Question is, will he come to California at the last minute? What do you think? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.